Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning and welcome to you, Susan Oliver.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Susan is the Cass County Youth Coordinator for Extension. And, of course, we're going to talk about a program for youth. And you just step right out there, Susan. You don't wait around because this program is on January 2nd.
Well, you are exactly right, LaVon, but I wanted to catch them before they were back in school. Sometimes it's difficult to find a time that works for our young people. They're very busy. And the whole premise of this workshop is to help them demonstrate and show other people what they've done in that time that they're using.
All right. Whether it's playing or working, they're learning most of the time. So it's called Application Extravaganza. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, that's probably about the best name that former 4-H'er Curtis Ulrich and I could come up with. We have some opportunities within the 4-H program that our senior level kids can take advantage of, and it requires some form of application. We have quite a lot of scholarships that are available to 4-H members only. The Iowa 4-H Foundation kind of hosts these scholarships, and there's more than 100 that youth can apply for, and they're normally pretty generous scholarships. So we want them to take advantage of those. We also have state recognition events for our young people, and there's some traveling opportunities that they can apply for, and they get more leadership skills presented to them in different ways at those opportunities. One of them is a trip to Georgia. There's also a trip to Washington, D.C. So those are great opportunities. And then every 4-H'er does some sort of project work while they're in the program. And we have state project awards that they can apply for, and so they get recognition for their holistic approach to that project. Mm-hmm. So they talk about citizenship and how they used the project area in that way.
And I want people to stay tuned, even if they don't have a 4-H member in their family, if they have a young person that's looking ahead. This is for everybody that wants more information about resumes and applications.
Absolutely. Thanks for clarifying. Yes, we still want them to listen on. Hopefully that maybe hooked some people on our 4-H program to know that, no, our kids don't necessarily do crafts. They might sew, but they also explore lots of other areas related to sewing and how that sewing can be more than just that.
I think of some sewing projects that are community service because they're sewing for other people, and sometimes it's young people, you know, in lots of different ways.
Absolutely.
So nearly every project has that kind of opportunity. If that's just one of the other opportunities.
Right. And like you said, this program isn't just about the 4-H program. And we always want to continually be reaching out to those kids. But this particular opportunity is just for 9th through 12th graders. There's no parameters. They're not required to be in 4-H. And what we are presenting to them is how they can apply for an opportunity. And there's a lot of youth that need to be thinking about applying for scholarships, not just 4-H scholarships, but yes, scholarships.
Yes. And jobs and other opportunities.
Absolutely.
But mentioning scholarships, that requirement for young people who are going to apply for any kind of scholarship, those deadlines are kind of be coming up pretty soon here in the new year.
Right. Our 4-H deadline is February 1st with that big mass of 4-H scholarships that's available. But March and April are what I've generally seen on scholarship applications. And so we want them to be prepared. And hopefully through this process, we'll be able to show them. We kind of take an approach on how to prepare their material. And so that when they apply for many different scholarships, it's less work, actually, because they've gathered their personal information and they've found ways to express what they've done to other people.
Yes, I've helped select some scholarships occasionally, and I'm pretty sure I know that once you get the basic information together, you can real easily put that into another kind of application. You may have to tweak it a little or add or subtract, but it real easily goes into another kind of application.
Absolutely. And knowledge really is power. We want the kids to not be intimidated, but rather have tools so that they're prepared when they get ready to apply for a job, whether they're applying for a scholarship. And so this program, we have different parts of the process broken down for them, and they will get some hands-on experience preparing.
Okay, talking about hands-on, let's use an example that this young family member, this girl or boy, doesn't make any difference, has mowed their lawns. That's been their responsibility at home for years. How does that make it into an application form?
Well, you know, it applies in some areas and it doesn't in others. So we're going to show them, first document that, because it really does have some value to other people. It's showing responsibility. It's showing how to make a plan, because we don't necessarily mow our lawn every day. We might do a little research, and so maybe the research they've done, you know, maybe that's a stretch. Maybe the research they've done is Dad says, go do it. But if we can talk to them about how they might phrase that, how they collect that information, you can translate a lot of simple things you do into quality work.
That is how we learn, when we have that responsibility. So, yeah, just apply it for sure. Now, will you have actual application blanks there, actual forms for them to work on?
Yes, that is one thing that we have pulled out, is we are going to take real examples that they can use. It's very easy for me to access 4-H scholarship applications, and so I'm going to encourage the 4-H'ers that attend to use one of those, because they can complete it and turn it in and be done. We will also have some scholarships that are broader, and we want to look at those, because that's kind of where you start, and then we'll use our tools that we've designed for them, and we'll actually use that real life example.
Do they need to bring anything with them? Would it be useful to bring anything to kind of remind them, hey, yeah, I have done this?
I want the 4-H'ers to be encouraged to bring their record books. That's kind of a really nice tool, and kind of another edge that the 4-H youth have is our record books. We keep track of those things already. So a record book is kind of a personal inventory when you prepare. The other youth I would encourage, sometimes our scrapbook is a place to look, and the thing is, they might not think of these things. Our young people are very bright, and there's a lot of areas that they would do circles around, many of us adults in. We just need to provide them some structure when they're planning and preparing for things like applications for scholarships and other items.
I know myself, if I want to tell somebody, you know what, when I got ready to do my Christmas letter, I'm going, okay, what did I do this year? And sometimes it helps to have a little tool. You know, I go back to my calendar, but it helps to have some tools to remind us that, hey, we have accomplished various things in our lives. And you're helping people say, well, I've done this. What difference does that make? I think that's one of the great things you can help them with.
I think that we all need to be able to sell ourselves in one fashion or another. They're all going to have some sort of job. They need to have this skill.
Right. And you mentioned this is for 9th through 12th graders, so maybe the 9th graders aren't looking at their college application scholarships so much, but hey, there's jobs and other kinds of awards they may want to apply for.
Well, and when you said, what did I do, you know, if you had a hard time thinking about your past year to write in a Christmas letter, there might be some value in coming as a 9th grader, so that while you're doing all these wonderful things in high school, you know now that you should track them. It'll be less work for them when they're 12th graders.
Mm-hmm. And looking at those applications will sort of say, yeah, these are things I need to keep a record of. That's, as you said earlier, that's why the 4-H records are so important and helpful in this case. And not everybody keeps those kind of records.
Absolutely. And we do see some resistance, but we actually have very good turnout with our record books in Cass County.
Are parents welcome to attend?
Parents are certainly welcome. Sometimes kids aren't ready to process this information, and maybe the parents, you know, want to have a more hands-on approach, or maybe they just want to see what we're doing. I always welcome parents. We like them to be hands-on with their kids as well. So they're invited with or without their children. Okay. That's fine. No problem.
Okay. Is there a fee?
There is no cost. We like to do as much accessible programming as we can. So there's no cost.
Okay. Yeah, but you would like to know if people are thinking about coming.
Absolutely. And we are kind of approaching a weekend here, but we do have email that they can send it to, xcas@iastate.edu. Also, they can just call and leave a message. We have an answering machine at the office, okay, just so as we're setting up chairs and things, yeah, those kind of.
What about texting? Do you get text messages? How about Facebook?
We do have a Facebook site. It's Cass County Iowa State University Extension. We post all our events on there, and we also have a lot of fun photographs of the things we do.
Okay, so 9th through 12th graders, think ahead here and get ready to come out to the application extravaganza.
Absolutely.
January 2nd, Cass County Community Center, and what time?
12:30 to 4:30. We want to make an afternoon of it. We'll have some snacks and things. They don't have to worry about that being too long.
Thank you very much, Susan Oliver, Cass County Youth Coordinator, for coming in today. And until next time, here's a thought. Today's preparation determines tomorrow's achievement.